A second reason we know that Christ is returning is that His coming is the climax of all time. Historians have said that they can find no pattern in the events of the past, but there is. The true way to see history is through the Bible. It points to a unifying plan which will bring everything together and make sense of it all. Christ is returning. The very moment that Jesus left the earth, God sent angelic messengers to reassure and impress upon His followers that He had not gone forever.
This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven.
Acts chapter 1, verse 11. That promise rings like a peal of bells throughout Scripture and has rung in the Christian church for 20 centuries. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, the Apostle Paul described what being a Christian meant by saying that it meant to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead.
The return of Jesus is the keystone of the future.
Starting at the beginning of the New Testament, we find that the first three books, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, point to Christ's coming and His kingdom. It is emphasized in stories and plain teaching, including whole chapters, Matthew 24 to 26, Luke 21, and Mark 13. Christ taught us to pray about it in His famous Sermon on the Mount. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fifth New Testament book, the Acts of the Apostles, tells us how Christianity spread and includes sermons by the apostles in which they preached the truth of Christ's return. The nine men who wrote the New Testament all spoke of Christ's return, and to them it was clear that that hope gave meaning to their faith and an objective for their work. The main writer, Paul, goes into much detail, how Christ would appear, what He would do, what state the world would be in, and so forth. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul makes the return of Jesus the keystone of the future. Here are some of his words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, and verses 22 and 23.
Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at His coming.
John was closer to Christ than anybody, and he rested his hope on Christ's return. He wrote in 1 John 3, verse 2,
Beloved,